Great. So welcome everybody to this Leader Spotlight. This week we have Vicky on the stage. I'm very glad you're here, Vicky. Thank you so much for taking the time to just share a bit with us. What is your little secret sauce for getting so many people attracted to your Lifebook Premium program? And yeah, I'm really curious to hear. But yeah, if you like, you can introduce yourself first before we dive in.
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you, Alina. I am just so grateful to be a part of this community. And, you know, I'm a therapist of 22 years, and I have facilitated groups for years. Mostly, though, I'm an entrepreneur at heart. And so I start businesses, and then I kind of get bored, and I have to create another one. So, my last business was a wellness center where we had 17 practitioners in all different modalities.
Wow.
And so although I was the owner with two other people, I also had my own full practice as a therapist. And as I was more and more into personal development, I was leaving what I learned. I almost had to unlearn what I learned in grad school 22 years ago and move more into, I think, my natural rhythm, which is life coaching. And so I myself did Lifebook for my own personal development and thought, oh my God, this is magic. And I so wanted to share it that as soon as I did it in 2019, I'd be sharing, bits and pieces of it from John Butcher's videos and from the boot camp and just helping my clients. And so I was thrilled when I found out that they were going to offer a certification. And so once I got into the certification process, I knew instinctively that I'm done with my old business. And it's kind of crazy, like, just to even have said it out loud. And I did get some looks, like, when I first started doing the certification from people like, what? She's closing your business? But I almost felt, I felt like I had to say it out loud. And then I also felt so supported by the group. And I knew how powerful Lifebook was for me. And part of my career and quality of life was around changing my business, like from working 5.5 days a week to 2. And so I saw that, oh my God, okay, this is how I'm going to be able to do this. It was just like an aha moment. And so within like 2 weeks into the certification, I made my announcement at my office, and I started telling people, and I transitioned a list of 440 clients over these years to just letting them know what I'm doing, and then also my active ones to new practitioners. So while I was going through the certification, I was actually closing my practice. So it was cool. Like, I was in this becoming process while I was like leaving my old. So it was interesting to have been witnessing myself in both experiences at the same time.
Wow, I can imagine such a change you're throwing up there. Amazing. Vicky, how many people did you guide through Lifebook so far?
So in Lifebook Premium, I did a pilot. I wanted to make sure I like flushed out any kinks and stuff. And I was learning, as you know, right, while we were leading. So I had 10 there, mm-hmm. And then I had 8 come through boot camp.
Wow.
So out of that 10, and then I followed them through boot camp, and now 6 are in the accountability group.
Amazing.
That actually starts this week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took the month of September off. That was like my gift to myself with closing my business. And I started up in October, and I have 20 people.
Wow.
Now, here's the thing that I think you guys are going to love, and I think this is the magic sauce of Lifebook. So in my Lifebook, in my quarterly goals, I said I will have 20 people in Lifebook in October. Now, I totally forgot I wrote that number down.
And then, universe and then, reminded you, huh?
Yeah, and then, well, actually going over Life Book this month, I read it, and I got goosebumps because I was like, oh my God, this is how this works. You imagine yourself into the experience that you want, right? And so Life Book is the right brain imagination, and then the left brain, you know, feet on the ground, doing your habit tracker, you know, clearly reviewing your goals, right? Yeah. So, but what happened, and I think you'll really enjoy this, is that the third week in September, I had two people signed up. And I was like, oh my God, like what happened? Because I had 28 people in August when I sent out the first invite, said, yes, count me in, I want to do this. And then two were signed up. So I was like, oh my God, what did I do? And I was in fear mode, but I took some breaths. I did my own practices to kind of get me grounded and centered. And then I started nudging.
Oh, how did you do that?
Very lovingly, kind of acting like a little curious as to, did you receive the registration? Did you receive the invite? What else do you need to know to help you with your decision? Mm-hmm. I know in August you said you were yes. Has anything happened? Are you okay? Mm-hmm. And really coming from that place, because it's actually my own research, because I didn't expect that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And especially because these people knew me mm-hmm. for years. So like when they say a yes, I assumed that they were going to be a yes.
So they were coming from your previous client list.
Yeah, coming from my, yes, my previous client list. Mm-hmm. So it didn't take much though. They were like, oh yeah, I meant to sign up. Oh, you know, and life got busy. And so what I really realized is I had to hold their hand through the process. Mm-hmm. And like literally they're saying, yes, I'm going to get to it. And they don't. And I thought if I didn't even push the week before, I would have had probably like 14 people, but I didn't push, like they were already a yes. So it was just like, I'm like, okay, click this link, press yes, pay here. and then I had my 20. So that was my huge learning curve right there. Mm-hmm. And so I would encourage other people to don't assume if, you know, they haven't signed up, they're not interested. Mm-hmm. And I did have 2 1-hour conversations with people. With two people, I had 1 hour conversations. Mm-hmm. They wanted to know more. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting. Those two people are like very high functioning executives. And so it wasn't the money, mm-hmm. it was the time.
Oh,
like, is this really worth my time?
Mm-hmm.
So I always thought like the money was going to be the hurdle because that's me, right? That's how I am. But it was the time.
Wow. Really great insights. So really keeping the people, yeah, holding the hand, like you said. And I really love when you say, what else do you need to know to make the decision or to come to the decision? This is so supporting. I love that question. Great. So Vicky, what is your exact target group? So I know you have the list of clients you have before, but is there a specific target group or customer avatar you found for yourself?
Yeah, it's a great question because I actually have 3 groups that are happening of the 20. So I have 10 in one, 7 in another, and then 3. And so the group of 3 are women that are at home, kids are grown. So one of them was in real estate, but it was kind of like a side job. Mm-hmm. And so they're trying to figure out who they are and what they want to be when they grow up, was the joke that one of them said on Wednesday. The evening Wednesday group is workers that aren't happy in their job, kind of lost, not really knowing what their purpose is, and wanting big changes in many areas.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
My Thursday group are people that are, it was a private group invite only. So I really selected because I wanted them to be with like-minded people that they would really enjoy the conversations. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to put the, and the Thursday is executives. They really are, you know, knocked it out of the park in one or two categories, most of it being career. Mm-hmm. But I have a health and fitness. I have two people that are, you know, superior in health and fitness, right? Mm-hmm. And then I have another person who had excellent scores in finance, but they're not working, right? They're investing. So these people, the glue that binds all of them is that they are all into spirituality. They're high functioning and they're into personal development. So that group doesn't need much. Now this is we're going into our third week and they're on it. They're doing their homework. They're responding. We have this beautiful text exchange happening. They're adding their favorite songs. What's your favorite song? Like there's a real glue.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm actually learning from them and applying what their natural conversations are and adding it to the other two text groups.
Amazing. Great. Yeah. Great. Do you think this, Thursday group is so special because you handpicked them in a way?
I handpicked them and it's kind of like what you were teaching about in the Life Book Leader Hour, right? You were teaching about like find out when you were having us do our avatar, like our own personal avatar in the interview. They're me. That Thursday group is me.
Wow.
They are into spirituality, into personal development, love talking about, awakening processes and becoming. And that's my mojo. Like I that's where I spend my time, my free time, is studying and learning and reading about basically the pathway to enlightenment. And so I think it's both. I think there's glue there on they have a common quality about them around drive and natural self-discipline. They have a passion for personal development. And then I'm all jazzed about them. Yeah. So I'm wondering how much that plays into it, that they're my peeps.
Yeah, probably a lot. You're vibing with them, right? And then it's getting easy. Definitely. How did you find these people then? So how did you know, oh, this is someone I want to have in this Thursday group?
Yeah. So some of them were my previous clients, right? So I already had worked with them some for years and knew like they were in, top of their industry. And then some of them are my friends. So I had two people in a mastermind that that I was friends with that are in my life book. And then I have a friend, just a friend who's in my life book, but I know her background. And then the rest were clients.
Interesting. Great. Wow. So from the personal experience you have with these people, you knew, okay, they are, my kind of people.
Yeah. And I knew enough of their history and I knew the conversations that I have with them and I knew that they would all be more than friendly, but vulnerable. Like they had that comfort with sharing their pains and their gains, and immediately the first group we had, there was crying, right? So it was like, there was a, they're comfortable because they've done a lot of their own work for years.
Yeah.
And so that's my avatar now, thanks to you helping me uncover that.
Glad I was able to help there. Sounds really magical in a way. I really also get the sense of you telling about it or talking about it. It's really, must be so nice to be in this group. And I can really imagine how they're leveling up all together. Really amazing. Vicky, I'm curious. So how are you getting these people on board? So you had your previous list, but how about new people? How do you get them attracted to you?
Yeah, so I'm going to have to learn that from you guys a bit, but
learning together there.
But I'm really seeing it as grassroots. I always think of everything has to be a hot lead, maybe a warm, but my hope is, and this is what I've told everybody that's joined, I said, you guys are going to be my biggest fans. And so you've got to get out there and tell other people so I can keep my life book vision the way I want it to be. Because I don't ever want to go back to working 5.5 days a week because I love what I do. But I also love all the other things in my life, you know, my quality of life, my travel, my kids. I love to cook for them. Right. So I really want to just work 2 days a week for the rest of my life and not even feel like it's work.
Yeah.
So I really see them being my marketing people. So it makes me show up for them fully, not just in the group, but also one-on-one. I'm texting them. Part of my program, they have the group and they have one-on-one coaching.
Okay.
So they have a 30-minute coaching call with me, and they can have more if they want. I do have the 1 hour option a week, but because I have my 2 days, I'm not giving, that's all that they can have.
Yeah.
So, they are, I'll give you an example. In Thursday's group, one of the themes that came up in week two was the overwhelm.
Yeah.
Like they just, one guy talked about feeling overwhelmed, another person piggybacked on it, another one. Mm-hmm. And so what I did is I really reflected on that over the weekend. And then I sent a heartfelt text like around the overwhelm. And immediately I got, oh my God, you read my mind. This is what I was thinking, right? So it's really, for me, it's about being present with what the group is needing.
Mm-hmm.
And it is my, I'm a 2 in the Enneagram. So like, that's a pleaser and someone that likes to feel needed. And so hopefully I'm a balanced 2, but sometimes I'm not, right? And so I'm really trying to be there for them and be the person I wish I had when I went through Lifebook. Because I went through it alone, just through the videos, and I had all these questions, and I didn't have the accountability and the self-discipline, so I love being able to hold their hand and help them get a more enriched experience from their first time going through Lifebook.
Yeah, I can see. And I'm sure they are so much appreciating that. And with this, they will be so happy to share with others, right? To tell them, hey, you know, I found this amazing option to go with Vicky through Lifebook. I can really see that, how they will spread the message. That's amazing. Vicky, is there any obstacle you faced with all this? It sounds like Wonderland. It sounds so good.
I think there's a few. One, according to my business plan, and so you got to remember, like, I'm also, even though I'm very right-brained and I'm intuitive, and I also have to have both feet on the ground here, single mom, I got a house, I live in Connecticut, USA, so, like, there are expenses, there's taxes, there's a lifestyle that I really want to have, right? So when I planned my Lifebook business, I decided that I have to offer this program 3 times a year. So everybody will know that every October, February, and April, that's going to be my schedule of when Lifebook Premium is offered and then the Lifebook Bootcamp, and then they go into an accountability.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I've got the flow. So I think the biggest obstacle is it really going to, I'm imagining the group members telling their friends and family. And that is what happened in the Lifebook pilot, right? Mm-hmm. So I do have the father of one of the girls that attended my pilot.
Nice. Yeah.
But I need to get, in order for me to meet my budget, I need to have 20 people each time. So I don't know if that's going to be an obstacle, but I have to be mindful of that and plan. I think another obstacle that I faced was when I said in the beginning, only having two people signed up that took the initiative on their own after the first invite. Mm-hmm. So I see that I'm going to have to do more handholding, more marketing to that group. I'm hoping to get video testimonials. I already have a lot of written ones, which are lovely. But I'm thinking also of offering an incentive. Mm-hmm. Because after they go through my group, they can't go on my calendar ongoing because I won't have the space if I do the 2 days. Mm-hmm. So I think an incentive will be that they can be on my calendar. Mm-hmm. And maybe offer some other things that they can be a part of. And, you know, there's other offerings that I do. One is a once a month, it's a Sunday spiritual retreat. And so keeping them invited to that, like I'm thinking, I know that's not answering your obstacles. I'm already in solutions.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I mean, that maybe that's time to move to solutions. So keep them
that's
coming.
Where my head goes, like immediately, okay, there's the obstacle. Go ahead and get to the solution. Okay. But, okay. So I do think one of the obstacles is finding my flow with this. Mm-hmm. Because I haven't done this before. So I've taught other things. And I do believe that if your natural kind of archetype is to be that teacher and guide, mm-hmm. you can teach anything, right? You can learn it and teach it.
Yeah.
But how to teach it that still supports who I am, right? Mm-hmm. Like I can't teach it from a way that's not me. Mm-hmm. Like I have to, they know if they're going to get Vicky, they're going to get me quoting Eckhart Tolle and like other spiritual people that really, you know, inspire me.
Yeah.
So I think the obstacle being fresh out of the gate is finding my groove. And I feel in the pilot, I struggled with that, like, you know, sticking straight to the paper and don't ask questions, but about certain things, but I'm also a therapist, right? So I was like, I wanted to go down certain ways. So I'm really trying to honor the integrity of life book. And, but you know, I'm on week 3 in this next group and I'm teaching it 3 times a week and, and I do feel my flow is there and it's aligning more with who I am and how I experience life book.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. I think that authenticity is so crucial in being a leader to really light the spark in others because you are your true self and you show what it did for you, right? Great. Vicky, then let's jump over to solutions. What are your solutions and ideas? You already touched upon a bit, but for these obstacles, I'm curious. Tell me.
Yeah, I think, you know, I love your word authenticity and I think that it's vulnerable to be authentic too, right? Like there's this, you know, how much do you share of yourself and your journey? And I always default on sharing probably not too much, but just enough. Like when they see that, finance is my worst category and I'm working on it and I avoid it. And so they almost feel like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. So I think it doesn't seem as much of an obstacle for me because I feel comfortable with sharing, but I could see how that could be one. But really getting into my flow and trusting and choosing people that really want this. Mm-hmm. I think I shared a story a while back about I had a life coach in my 30s. And when I had told her that, I told her recently that I was doing life book and I'm being certified and I'm like, do you want to do it? You know, you can join. And, and she's like, oh, no, I did it for a couple of weeks and I really don't want to put in the work. I'm like, and she was my life coach, but she got comfortable and, you know, likes her familiar, everything that's familiar with her. She didn't want to have to change things.
Yeah.
So I think knowing that the foundation has to be there and the foundation being the desire for change. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people in this world that don't want change. And that's okay. They're just not my people
to
work with.
Yeah.
Right. And so I just got to let them go and not try to convince her why this would be the best thing for her.
Mm. Right. So spending your energy more wisely.
Huh?
You're spending your energy more wisely than pushing on people who don't want to change. Right? Wow. Great. And so also from the first obstacle you said, so you still need to find your flow and see if that all works out, how you're planning it and envisioning it. And I was curious from your previous businesses, is there anything what you could translate to these situations now where you feel like, okay, yeah, sure, I can have this as a backup, or I know that this kind of strategy or marketing slogans or whatever helped me in the past to find therapist clients in a way. Is there anything where you feel like, oh, this could be helpful?
I'm the worst person to ask this question to, because like I've never advertised and I've never marketed.
So right? You're one of the lucky ones.
Well, you know what I think it is? I'm sure everybody in this group knows like the law of attraction, and whatever you choose to focus on becomes your reality. So really understanding that, like, I'm on the personal development path, and I got to clear my false premises, my negative thinking, and I have to be this pure vessel that wants to be of service in the way that my soul is desiring to express itself. So I'm probably living more in the right brain, but it's worked for me. And it really has worked for me. Like, I even was a travel TV producer for a little while because I imagined myself into, like, wouldn't it be cool to be a travel TV producer? And then really just believing that it was possible. So I think the marketing is great, and there's experts out there that can help with that. But I think the unique piece that I can really give is believing that it's possible, and not just that it can happen in the future, like I will become a successful life book leader. It's I am. I am a successful life book leader, and I have those 20 people, right? Like, so I just, if I said 30, I probably would have had 30. Right. And I thought 20 was a stretch, but my outer reality always matches my dominant thoughts and feelings. So that's what I put out there. So that's what's going to give it back to me.
Yeah.
And I was preparing for this group coming up. The next topics are intellectual. And I love how John Butcher talks about, building the intellect, but also looking at the thoughts, And so I really stilled my mind, and I asked, what does the group need to hear today or this week? Mm-hmm. And what I got was go on a thought diet.
Yeah.
Right? Like, really be mindful of what you're consuming. Mm-hmm. And they shared, like, even what you're thinking, even if you're not expressing it, you're contaminating the space around you and you by the negative thinking or the comparing or the feeling less than. Mm-hmm. So if you really remembered who you truly are, you wouldn't see yourself as less than. You would see yourself as limitless. So I think working toward embodying that is the best marketing strategy you can have.
Because
then you're not... you're not trying to control the outside world. You're controlling your inner world, and then that reflects your outside world.
Definitely. Definitely. I read or learned in my studies also that our brain can't differentiate between things we imagine or things that are reality. So when we imagine being in that situation, we will embody exactly this. And I think, that's brilliant how you describe it, Vicky. And I think with this, you won't have problems with obstacles. I'm not worried about you.
Well, there are no obstacles, right? And isn't that fun to think of, like, solutions, right? Like, I couldn't stay in the obstacles, right? I think, that's freedom to just be in what, focus on, like, really what you're imagining into your experience. Versus looking at your current experience and thinking, oh, I don't have this.
Yeah.
right? And it's tricky. And I love how John Butcher in the health and fitness category, because I had clients that were thinking, well, I'm not thin and I'm not this, so how can I say that in the present moment? Mm-hmm. And what John did was genius. He said, being healthy and fit is important to me. Mm-hmm. And that's true.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a, you know, far-fetched idea.
Yeah.
So I think that's great too, to be the bridge to really get you through, instead of, if you can't imagine yourself there, being a successful life book leader is important to me. Like, you can dig your teeth into that one.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it's a great reminder for oneself, right? To focus on what is important for me and to stick to that path. Wow. Vicky, that was really powerful. Thank you. Thank you for sharing these parts. If you would start again as being a life book leader, would you do anything different? Maybe keep your business for a bit longer, or would there be anything you would change?
I would not keep my business longer, because I think Napoleon Hill said in the Think and Grow Rich book, I can't remember who he was quoting, but this general who burned the boats down so the soldiers could not retreat.
Yeah.
And I think there's some validity to that. Like, I don't have anywhere to turn around to.
So I've
given my office up. I've given my part of the business up. Like, mm-hmm. I'm still helping them just because they need my help, but only to transition them to running completely on their own.
Yeah.
But I think it's not having something to retreat to. Mm-hmm. If you knew, like really knew, that you couldn't turn back, you're going to put all your focus on what you're wanting to become, mm-hmm. versus on what you were.
Yeah.
Right? So I think that helps, and it is a risk, right? Mm-hmm. But it's a calculated risk, and I think it's important to launch with that calculated risk in mind. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't depend on 100 clients, but I knew 20 was reasonable. Yeah. versus leaving a practice that was full with people that already knew me, loved working with me.
Wow, great. Maybe I need to burn a bridge as well. Wonderful, Vicky. Being in this mode and attracting these people, and now that you also shared about your three different groups, and is there any favorite moment you had of being a life book leader, seeing something happening in your facilitation sessions? And I need to say that I just love how I think it's the sun. Your image is so nicely. It's like, no, that's great. It looks like you are enlightened already. And I think you are, in a way. Love that.
Why don't I fix it?
Sorry?
You want me to fix it?
No, it's great. It's all good. So I just enjoy it so much. It looks really nice.
That's funny. I see it now. I wasn't able to see it before.
Yeah.
So sorry.
Right. Oh, don't be sorry. I just love it. I think it so much underlines all that you said. So I needed to mention that.
There's something so much greater.
You see?
There's a formless substance that surrounds all of us that is operating from our thoughts and shaping itself from our thoughts, right? So create that.
You have it right there.
From that belief that you absolutely know that you cannot fail.
Yeah.
If you know that, right, you'll take those leaps that will fulfill you. And that's what we really came here to do, is like to play in that arena, right?
Exactly.
I forgot, what was your question?
To invite people into that arena as well, I guess. I was wondering, what was your favorite moment in facilitation sessions? Was there anything coming up?
Okay, so I have two. So one of them was how my Thursday group, they're moving into week three now. Mm-hmm. And when one person expressed their vulnerability, it really opened the door for other people to share. And when I saw like some tears flow, I actually saw one guy crying about another guy who was telling about his overwhelm and how he was selling his mother's house who had passed, and he was crying. And so I think that was the moment where I just got full of goosebumps. I'm like, it's so important for us to be doing this work. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't have had that experience. Mm-hmm. And then I was inspired at the end to just have everybody just kind of acknowledge each other's existence and to send love through their eyes in the Zoom group. And again, one of the women started crying, and to just for her to be seen mm-hmm. and acknowledged, right? So I would say that was my special moment last week.
Totally understand. I'm getting goosebumps having you telling that. Wow.
Really. And then I think from the pilot what was really cool was I had a girl go through the pilot. Mm-hmm. I'm working with her one-on-one right now and seeing her life completely change. She quit her job. She went on a big vacation. She's got a new job that's aligned with her purpose. She's more solid in her love relationship than she ever was. Her health and fitness is awesome. She's doing a Tough Mudder. She's investing in different ways with her finances. To just all of a sudden, see, now that was in July, right? And we did the boot camp in August. Mm-hmm. Like to see it already showing up.
Wow.
That's really cool. So I think that's it too, to like just, it's so fun, right? To watch people's lives transform before my eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Wow. Amazing. And did anything change for you or in your life when you started being the life book leader? Okay, you left your business. Huge change. Anything else where you feel like, oh wow, yes, since I'm a life book leader, this is
yeah different. It's a super great question, because my weakest attribute is self-discipline, and it's
would
great
never thought well
but like I'm in the moment, which is great, and I'm present, and that's wonderful. But it's like the knowing that I have the accountability just by being a life book leader, like I have to be the model mm-hmm. for myself and for the group. Like it's not just talking the talk, right? It's really walking the walk. So mm-hmm. it's forcing me to be accountable, and that's great. And so one of the things that I did with the life book pilot group was I bought them all a binder with a pen that says go confidently in the direction of your dreams, right? So then when the pilot group graduated from the boot camp, mm-hmm. I got them the Law of Attraction planner. Mm-hmm. And this guy had to have gone through life book, because he's got a habit tracker in here. The founder of this, he's got a lot of the Law of Attraction stuff. He's got a monthly review of your goals and your achievements and your priorities. So
amazing.
It's so I think giving them a gift also kind of glues it and kind of helps them see, like, this is a rite of passage. Mm-hmm. Like you've just set yourself on a path that most people have never even done. And yep. and now it's going to get fun.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It also seems to me giving these gifts is kind of like, yeah, I don't know if it's a form of a ritual then. So, okay, you finished, yeah, Life Book Premium, and now you're moving on to the next step. And it's like, yeah, reminding them daily, having the opportunity to write in there. And that's beautiful. Amazing.
And hopefully it gets them, you know, to continue with my accountability group, because we're using that planner as our workbook now.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Amazing. Yeah. That's really so inspiring. Thank you so much for sharing all this. Is there anything else where you feel like, okay, I really want to mention that for maybe for the other leaders, anything where you feel like this needs to be said?
I just honor each and every one of us for being on the leading edge of human personal development and expansion, and to just remember, that's who you are. Like, you're that person that took a life book leader class. Like, wow, like, see how extraordinary you are. And I think that will rub off on other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Thank you. Is there the chance for others to reach out to you in case they have questions?
Sure, absolutely. I don't know what I can offer, but I'm more than happy to bond and connect. And I saw that you have like a casual life book leader meeting coming up. And I think that I'm going to see if I can get to that. I have to look at the time of it. Mm-hmm. But if it's not when I'm scheduled, I'd like to be there.
Amazing. Wonderful. Vicky, then I hope you can make it, definitely. And thank you 1,000 times for sharing your views and your journeys. Really so inspiring. And it also really touched me. It reminded me also from, to think about my worth and just being who I am and not thinking about anything less. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, my pleasure. And thank you, Alina, for keeping us all afloat, and your beautiful energy and your smile and your graciousness. It's a real pleasure to witness you being our leader, and I'm happy to follow.
Thank you so much, Vicky. Means a lot to me. Whew, and I'm getting goosebumps. Thank you for these words. Vicky, that was an awesome interview. Thank you